This is the Year of Prayer podcast from the Christian Heritage Center at Stonyhurst. Join us as we explore the depths of the church's tradition and reflect on the nature of prayer throughout 2024, designated by the Holy Father as a year of prayer. In his Angelus address yesterday, on 21st January 2024, Pope Francis said the following: "The coming months will lead us to the opening of the Holy Door, with which we will begin the Jubilee. I ask you to intensify your prayer to prepare us to live well this event of grace, and to experience the strength of God's hope. Therefore, today we begin the year of prayer, that is, a year dedicated to rediscovering the great value and absolute need for prayer in personal life, in the life of the Church, and in the world. We will also be helped by resources that the Dicastery for Evangelization will make available. In these days, let us pray especially for Christian unity, and let us never tire of invoking the Lord for peace in Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, and in many parts of the world. It is always the weakest who suffer of the lack of it. I am thinking of the little ones, of the many injured and killed children, of those deprived of affection, deprived of dreams and of a future. Let us feel the responsibility to pray and build peace for them." Thus the words of the Holy Father. In our previous reflection, we considered the first part of prayer, oration, as a posture of humility before the God to whom we raise our minds and hearts. In this reflection, we consider a second part of prayer according to the division of St. Thomas Aquinas, thanksgiving. Whereas oration signifies a general calling on the name of the Lord, thanksgiving gives more concreteness and specification to our cry. We explicitly acknowledge God's greatness by recalling the many wonderful things he has done for his people throughout the ages. Thanksgiving is thus tied to memory, and our cry to God is always accompanied by memorializing something real which God has accomplished for us. From childhood, we are taught to thank people for what they have done for us, no matter how big or small the deed. How much more should we express our thanks to the God who holds us and all creation in being at every instant? The notion of thanksgiving is so central to prayer that it gives its name to the very sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Our word Eucharist is derived from the Greek Eucharistia, which means thanksgiving. At each Mass, we are reminded that Christ gave thanks before blessing the bread and wine, and this is again linked to the notion of memory. For Christ commanded the apostles and all future priests to do this in his remembrance. Memory and thanksgiving make the presence of the Lord real. In the next reflection, we will consider petition. Thank you for listening to the Year of Prayer podcast from the CHC at Stonyhurst. Please visit our Year of Prayer webpage at christianheritagecenter.com/year-of-prayer, where you can access all our Year of Prayer material and also subscribe to our Year of Prayer email list. The music heard on this podcast is Sacerdotes Domini by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, performed by Harry Christopher's 16 in the album Palestrina, Volume 8.